No problem.
Okay, I'm gonna hit record.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
Okay.
Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting of the Cabazon Water District on February 15th, 2022, at about 5:04 PM. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call.
Roll call. Director Warbow?
Here.
Calvin Lee, General Manager?
Here.
Okay. And Director Lee may or may not join a little later in the meeting. So if you go to your financials section in your board packet, on the first page we have the balance sheet. Okay, so the district's combined cash with Chase and Leif balance was at $1,172,788 at the month end, and the district's total liabilities, which are shown on line 32, were at approximately $786,927 at the month end. Do we have any questions on that first page, the balance sheet?
No.
So moving on to the profit and loss. And year to date is currently at 58% of the year, or it was at the month end. So the first section we have is the revenues. And I'm just going to point out a few that stand out. Some are higher, some are lower. But if you have any questions about any additional ones, just go ahead and point them out and I'll explain why they're so higher, so much higher or lower. So on line 8, we have fire flow income. This account is for fire flow test fees relating to new development. This account is not budgeted due to the unpredictable activity. And although it was not budgeted, there has been quite a bit of activity in this account. So it says it's at 0% because it wasn't budgeted, but we have seen almost $2,000 of revenue towards that account. If we go down a little further to line 13, we have basic facilities fees. These fees are charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. We have seen a lot of activities so far, and we've seen another new installation this past month. That one's at 682%, just because it's budgeted so low. I'm going to go down a little bit to line 20, which is interest income. This account includes interest earnings in the district's LAIF and other investment accounts. Year-to-date is currently at 44% of the budget, partially due to the timing of quarterly LAIF interest receipts and also the low returns that we've been seeing with the LAIF account. And down on line 23, total revenues, we're currently at 66%, which is more than what we were expecting. And now we move on to our expenses. So the first section is payroll and benefits. And down on line 28, we have customer accounts. This account includes the amount of wages attributable to the customer service supervisor. Year to date is currently at 73% of the budget due to a vacation cash out in November and retroactive pay in January. So the new MOU was recently adopted, and with those raises came the retro pay, which dates back to July, which is why that one is so high. If you go down a little bit to
line... But that's going to balance out, right?
That'll
balance out?
I don't know if you recall when we adopted the budget, there was mention that the MOU was going to come with new wages for the employees, and so the payroll was not budgeted to include those wages because we weren't sure how big the raises were going to be. So this might be a little, the payroll section might be over budget, But also, if you go to line 32, which is field workers, we were budgeted to include a third field worker, which we still haven't hired. So that one is under budget. So it might even out. I'm not sure how much it'll even out by the end of the year, though.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Down to line 36, though, we have pension. This one's at 47%. And this amount, and this is the amount of pension expense for all district employees. This was also set to include the third field crew worker, which we still haven't hired, which is why it's under budget. Is there any other questions on that page?
No, I'm good.
Okay, and Director Link just showed up. It's about 507, 509. Did you have any questions, or did you know where we're at right now? Do you want me to?
No, I was just telling you where you're at.
Okay, so we're going to be on the second page of the profit and loss.
Line 31 is what I heard you say.
Yeah, the last one I pointed out was line 36. Okay. But we're going to move on to the next page. The first line on that page is line 40, operational expenses. So on line 43, we have meters. This account includes the cost of meter repairs and meter testing. Year-to-date is currently at 34% of the budget. This account is kind of hard to predict just because we don't know how many meters we're going to need to purchase throughout the year, which is why we budget pretty conservatively, and it's so under budget at this time. Right below that, on line 44, utilities and wells. This account includes the electricity costs relating to district wells and pumping activity. Year-to-date is currently at 65% of the budget due to increased consumption during the first half of the fiscal year. So our revenue for water usage was higher, but also the electricity for the pumping the wells was also higher. So it kind of, that somewhat balances out. Down to line 53, we have gas. This account includes the gas costs for the Broadway office. Year-to-date is currently at 37% of the budget due to decreased usage during the first half of the fiscal year. And down to line 59, we have supplies and equipment. It might be kind of cut off on your binder, but supplies and equipment, line 59. This account includes the supply and equipment purchases for the district office. Year-to-date is currently at 92% of the budget due to the timing of bulk billing material purchases. So we bought about a year's worth of billing statements for customer water bills, which is why that is so high right now. Down to line 63, we have printing and publications. So this account includes the printing and publication costs for any district notices or reports. Year-to-date is currently at 6% of the budget due to the timing of expenses. And this account was also, in previous years, was set to, it was accounting for field crew advertisements, but we recently have found some cheaper options to advertise for a field crew worker. And I'm going to go all the way down to line 76, which is website support. This account includes monthly web hosting costs. Year-to-date is currently at 15% of the budget, and that's just due to the timing of when we receive our bills for that. Is there any other questions on this page?
I have a question about the supplies, the line 59.
Uh-huh.
Do we anticipate that going over for the other half of the year?
Usually this one ends pretty low, so I don't think it'll go over. For the bills, it was, I can't remember how much it was to buy the bulk bills, but I think it was around $5,000. So it shouldn't go over, but I don't want to make any promises. We usually don't see any really huge bills for that account, though.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to turn to the last page, then, of the profit and loss. On line 80, we have other fees and SWRCB. This account includes annual LAFCO fees, State Water Resource Control Board fees, and other various county fees. Year-to-date is currently at 88% of the budget due to the timing of annual payments. So we have some annual fees that we have to pay, and they only come in once a year, of course, so that's why that one's so high right now. Down a little bit to line 82, shop supplies and small tools. This account includes various shop supply and small tool purchases. Year-to-date is currently at 4% due to the timing of purchases, and also because that account is kind of hard to predict. We don't know how many little small supplies and tools we're going to need, so it's budgeted higher than what we would expect to pay. Down a little bit to line 86, we have tractor expenses. This account includes tractor repair and maintenance expense. Year-to-date is currently at 94% of the budget due to $1,200 charge for backhoe maintenance performed in July and $1,600 payment for a hydraulic line repair in September. So hopefully we won't see anything else in there, but you never know with tractor.
I just spent $300 on seals just to repair the cylinders on my tractor.
It's so unpredictable.
Send the bill to you.
All right, we're going to go down a little bit to line 96, miscellaneous. This account includes other non-operating expenses. Year-to-date includes a withdrawal calculations fee from SEIU and is currently at 23% of the budget. On line 98, which is just two lines down from that, it's total expenses. So if you see, we're at 57%, which is just 1% less than what is budgeted overall for expenses. And the last one I'm going to point out is line 110, way near the bottom, SGMA/GSA. This account includes expense related to the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Year-to-date is currently at 83% of the budget. And I don't know if you recall, but the GSP was just adopted in January, so hopefully we won't really see a lot more activity in there since we won't need as much consulting expenses for that. And the very last thing I'm going to point out is line 111, which is the net income/loss. As of January 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income is at $225,414. Any questions on that last page or anything at all in the financials?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So I don't think we need to make a motion to adjourn, but if one of you wanted to adjourn it.
Adjourn.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee minutes. Okay.
And it is
5:16.
5:16. Okay.
Rob, are you staying for the whole meeting? Are we doing this teleconference, or are you guys all?